Have you been using bevacizumab in your practice over the last year?
We've been using it as well. In particular, we have a stage 3 trial that we are using it on, which incorporates carboplatinum, paclitaxel, and bevacizumab for 2 cycles of induction chemotherapy, followed by carboplatinum, paclitaxel weekly with bevacizumab and thoracic radiation to 74, followed by a consolidation with bevacizumab and Tarceva or erlotinib. At that point, it's a phase 1, phase 2 trial. We will incorporate the erlotinib into the thoracic radiation portion. We'll have some intermittent dosing of the erlotinib, trying to think in that sequential incorporation of erlotinib into chemotherapy may have more effect. We're also very interested in seeing the interaction with thoracic radiation therapy as well.
I'm curious what you've observed in terms of treatment of patients with metastatic disease with bevacizumab, and particularly the responses and response duration. I don't know if you've seen enough patients to sort of comment on that.
We've seen some impressive responses in metastatic settings. We're still just incorporating it, to be honest. They've seemed durable in a handful of patients that we've done it on.
You mentioned the stage 3 study that you're doing. Can you sort of talk a little bit about where we are overall with stage 3 disease, and what are some of the clinical research questions that need to be answered in the next few years?
I think stage 3 is probably the most controversial stage of the therapy of lung cancer at this point. I think one of the bigger questions is, where does the role of surgery incorporated? You're well aware of the intergroup trial 139, where the overall trial showed no benefit in overall survival. However, on subgroup analysis, it appeared that the patients with lobectomy derived some benefit. That was a retrospective set analysis, so I think it's very intriguing in that data. It looks promising, but I'd like to think we have to view it with a little bit of caution. I think the vast majority of patients will be the unresectable stage 3 disease patients who will get primary chemotherapy and radiation therapy. At this point, there are several trials ongoing, I think, that are very important. One is the Hoosier Oncology Group trial that is treating with cisplatin etoposide thoracic radiation therapy and randomization to docetaxel or placebo, looking at the efficacy and the toxicity of consolidation docetaxel in a phase 3 setting. I'm hopeful that those results will be available soon. I think that's a promising approach, and it'll be interesting to see if additional chemotherapy is of benefit.